We exist to serve. So even though Buddha is the highest being, enlightened being, their nature is being beneficial, public service. Again, I think this is helpful. We don't need to worry about what it is we need to do. We need to benefit others. And we become more skilled, more wise, more powerful in benefiting others as our experience of the stages of the path to enlightenment become deeper in our heart. So then, a little bit more. This is the very end of this book. Like the reflections of the moon that effortlessly appear in any body of still water. So again, we see that here. You know, when the moon is full and we're down on the beach, Morecambe Bay, the moon appears. And as we're walking back up to the building, in every puddle, the moon appears. So like the reflections of the moon that effortlessly appear in any body of still water, a Buddha's emanations spontaneously appear wherever living beings' minds are capable of perceiving them. Buddhas can emanate in any form whatsoever to help living beings. So in front of each of us, throughout the day, every day, there are emanations of Buddha. So did we see them today? Did we recognize them today? So they're not necessarily animate, living. They can be inanimate. Buddhas can emanate in any form whatsoever to help living beings. Sometimes they manifest as Buddhists, sometimes as non-Buddhists. So just because we meet somebody of no faith or of another faith doesn't mean they're not an emanation. They can manifest as women, as men, as monarchs, kings or queens, as homeless people, tramps. They can manifest as law-abiding citizens or criminals. They can even manifest as animals, a fly, a spider, a worm. So say, for example, you're helping here at Manjusri, cleaning. You know, there's so much cleaning to be done here. And you're sweeping, and you're about to sweep up a spider, for example. And you think, I don't want to disturb this spider. It's been living here longer than I have. I'll rescue it instead. And you just take a minute to catch it on a piece of paper or whatever and put it somewhere else. That spider is functioning like an emanation for you, because in dependence on its appearance, you thought carefully about not harming that living being. So we're making progress on the spiritual path, like that. They can even manifest as animals, as wind, as rain, as mountains, as islands, as a computer, as money, as a website. Maybe you looked at a website. You know, many people who come here on working visits, they see a website first, and they're looking all these wonderful sunny places they can go. And then they find a less sunny place, the Lake District, and they see a picture of Manjusri Kadampa Meditation Center. And they go, wow, look at that. And there's meditation every day. It's in the Lake District. I want to go there. Is that website an emanation? the way you find it, an emanation, or somebody said to you, look at this website. Were they an emanation? It's so wonderful to think like that. You know, if you keep thinking like this, it's almost like everybody and everything is an emanation. Also, many times we think to ourselves, I wish I had, and we think something. And then it suddenly appears. You're like, wow, that's a coincidence. Or we just need some company. Or we need, you know, Buddha can appear as girlfriends, as boyfriends. Maybe we need some money. So coming soon, and one of the reasons why I'm giving these teachings is because many people here are working directly or indirectly for the appearance of the sixth Kadampa Temple for World Peace, which, as you know, is in Malaga, which is a tourist area of southern Spain. It's like very clever. If you want to put a World Peace Temple somewhere where people will see it, put it in tourist area. You know, the one in Arizona is right on the route to the Grand Canyon, one of the most popular places in the world. You like drive past the Temple for World Peace, getting to the Grand Canyon. Also, people love the sea, the sun. They love Malaga. It's like sea, surf, sun. Oh, and the World Peace Temple. So one of the reasons we're doing this is so that we appreciate the meaning of the temple. And say, for example, you know, I'm hoping that everybody at Manjusri will want to go to Malaga, and then we can close Manjusri KMC. Not sure I can say that out loud, but I just have. So we can close it, we can put a sign on the gate that says, sorry, nobody here, closed. Because we're all in Malaga rejoicing in the temple. So maybe you'd like to go, but you don't have any money. Don't worry. Really think from the depths of your heart, I want to be there. And the money will appear like an emanation. People will appear to help you get there. Everything will just appear because everything is appearance. So it appears. So when these things happen and people appear in your life, even like when we look at our life and even people who appear at the time to have harmed us, or a relationship that didn't work, or somebody got sick and died, or something, all these tragedies in our life. Actually, when we look back from where we are now, it's like, was that person an emanation? Because Geshe-la says they can be criminals. They can be anyone. If the result is that we find and follow the liberating path, they have functioned as emanations for us.